your mom ever scare the you-know-what out of you by saying that if you mess with this or that, you'd poke your eye out? Well, she wasn't just saying that to scare you. Stuff happens. On Saturday, I'm being a good doobie, doing some strength training, which is just one of the many things you're supposed to add into your schedule after, quote, a certain age. Honestly, between the weight-bearing exercising, stretching, running to the bathroom because of all the water I'm drinking, and don't forget my nighttime teeth routine with its brushing, flossing, and now gum massaging, I barely have time for anything else. Mind you, all this huffing and puffing is not designed to help me get a killer bod, per se. No, I'm afraid that ship has sailed. Nowadays, I exercise just so I can maintain where I'm at. Yep, I'm working out so I don't lose ground. Anyhow, I have a strength training CD that stars Wendy, a tiny elf-like woman who looks harmless enough. But let me tell you, she has a sadistic streak. Her weapon of torture is the resistance band. Despite that, I do the CD because it has these 10-minute workouts that target different areas, upper body, lower body, and core. I can wrap my head around 10 minutes most days. I figured doing 10 minutes consistently is better than thinking about but not doing 30 minutes three times a week. Besides, I have to walk scamp too, and I'm on my feet all day down to the A&P, so it's not like I'm some main couch potato. Saturday was a lower body day. I'd already done the running man, a few modified lunges, some pliés, and I'm in the middle of doing squat abductions. I know, pretty impressive, huh? So I'm busy squatting and abducting, working up a do, when snap, my resistance band breaks in two. Needless to say, I was a little startled. Scamp too, though not so much from the snapping as the expletive that may have escaped my lips at that moment. Good thing it wasn't an upper body day, because I might have proved my mother right, and if not exactly poked my eye out, then at the very least gotten slapped in the face by one of them loosed band ends. I'm a lucky girl. I rather suspect that the band didn't break because of my massive muscles. Sadly, I think the darn thing was just plumb worn out. Boy, I know how that feels. So I'm off to the Walmart to get me a new resistance band. I figure one every 3 years isn't too bad. This time, I think I'll use a Sharpie and mark the date I bought it on the CD. That way, I'll know when to don my protective eyewear. Long as I'm going to the Wally World, I may just have to check out their sales. And I'm also in the market for a new pink lipstick. Hey, what can I say? I'm just a look-for-the-silver-lining kind of gal. That's it for now. Catch you on the flip side.